This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
On two separate occasions, I have taken a phone call from my bank asking me if I had just made some purchases in the town of Hendersonville, just outside of Las Vegas, in Nevada, in the USA. I said no. In each case, the person making a purchase had spent a few dollars to see if my credit card actually worked, and then immediately jumped to a series of purchases, each just under $1,000. Welcome to the land of credit card theft, where something can be taken from you even though you still have it. And this something is your credit card information. Credit card fraud is the fraudulent acquisition and or the use of a card or the card details for financial gain. Besides credit cards, this criminal fraud can include debit cards, charge cards, gift cards and ATM cards. In the Australian financial year of 2012-2013, nearly 1.5 million frauds were carried out using Australian-issued cards, and the value of the transactions was around $280 million. Now, the information on your credit card can be stored in three major ways. First, there's the magnetic stripe that you need to sign for. Second, there's the chip that needs your PIN. And more recently, there's the tap-and-go or paywave card that carries an internal RFID, that's radio frequency identification. So, while not actually stealing your physical credit card, how do the criminals get your card's information? Many ways. First, the criminals manage to install malicious software on the point-of-sale device in a restaurant, bakery or hardware store. Now, this is very common. The crooks will use this information to make counterfeit credit cards that can then be used to buy gift or debit cards, which in turn can be used to buy expensive stuff that can be resold for cash. Second, the hackers can compromise the network of a company that processes transactions between the various banks involved, such as the bank that issued your card and the merchant bank used by your retailer. They can steal enormous numbers of card accounts in a very short time. Third, they can attack the database or website of an online merchant. The fourth method is an oldie but a goldie, skimming. Now, you know that there's a slot on the front of an ATM or petrol pump where you can insert your credit card. The crooks can attach a physical device onto the top of this slot, sometimes just with double-sided tape. This skimming device has a slot, some electronics, and a tiny camera. So now, your credit card goes through two slots. The real one, so that you can get your cash or pay for your petrol, and the fraudulent one. The electronics in the fraudulent one capture all your card's details, and the camera films you keying in your PIN. And the electronics will sometimes Wi-Fi or Bluetooth the stolen information to a crook in a nearby hotel or motel. And it can be so fine-tuned that they will ignore all except gold and platinum cards. A variation on skimming is when a waiter or taxi driver might carry a small device the size of a matchbox. They take your card, smoothly and unobtrusively first swipe it through their portable skimmer, and then immediately swipe your card in the official point-of-sale device. Other methods include malware that has been installed on your computer or a public computer, crooked employees, and even the old-fashioned theft of the physical card. But of course, it's the hacking of computer systems that delivers the big and quick returns to the crims. So, in 2013, Adobe Systems had 152 million data records stolen. Experian, a company that does credit history and offers free credit reports, had 200 million data records stolen, while that friendly retail giant Target had 40 million credit card numbers and various identification details stolen. But how do criminals, having stolen millions of credit card details, turn data into DOSH? Well, I'll talk more about that next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.